Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
.5 FM, the Fan, 12 of the AM, and the freeradio.com app. Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane comes up here in a couple of minutes. Mike Clemens at 5:35 up from Lambeau Field reporting on the NFC title game. But first, switch gears to the hardwood. Bucks nationally televised game. You'll hear myself with the Hall of Famer, Sidney Moncrief, on the Big and Safe Pros postgame show tonight. But right now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, we find our buddy Eric Name covering the Milwaukee Bucks. Follow him at Eric_Name, N-E-H-M, on Twitter. Eric, appreciate the time, man. Huge one tonight. Sparky doesn't think it's all that big.
I mean, I think it's debatable whether or not it is actually the right... I don't know. It's tough to say whether or not it is actually a big one. Just because the Celtics team is good, but, I mean, they're not that good. I mean, the
exactly.
Such a big distance between all these teams right now. I don't even know what it is, 7.5 games.
Like, yep.
These other teams aren't really close to the Bucks, so it's tough for them to have, a big regular season game at this point. But at the same time, something has to matter, right? Like we do have to exit at some point.
Mm-hmm.
We need someone to, you know, be able to figure out what this team can do and how they're going to go against teams that have beat them in the past. So, obviously, the Celtics are one of the few teams in the league that have beat the Bucks. So, it does have to mean something. Like, even if it is just pettiness from the Bucks that they want to get payback for a team actually beating them this year, I do think it might mean a little bit of something. But I would shy away from big. Big is maybe a little bit.
Leroy said they need this game tonight, and I quickly said they don't need any regular season game at this point. Hey,
I think games they need are playoff games.
Correct.
That is all we can say at this point.
Agreed. Now, okay, so let me ask you this then. Coming into the season, I thought Boston was a legitimate chance to be a problem for the Bucks, maybe in the postseason. That was one of my teams that I thought. Philly, I really wasn't buying. Had no shooters. Bench stinks. And to this point, really don't have a guy that can really take over a game down the stretch. It doesn't appear as of right now. So for you, who is that team that if you get them in the postseason, you might worry about a little bit? For me, I guess it's Miami right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think Spo has always done a really nice job against the Bucks. Like, he's always he schemes Giannis really well. Like, they just have a really good understanding of how to defend him. And Bam Adebayo, they have someone that, you know, is quick enough, strong enough to kind of make it tough on him. So I think Miami is a good one. I think that Philly team, I understand that they don't play up to their potential pretty much ever. They remind me a lot of last year's Celtics team where we would just talk and talk and talk and say, oh, you know, when they're at their full potential, well, they're never at their full potential, and they often just make it a mess. So I don't know if that team is really a big concern, but I think it's probably Philly and Miami is the couple of teams that you would look at as teams that could make things kind of messy for this Bucks team in the postseason.
Eric Name joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Eric, what we've seen out of Eric Bledsoe and Chris Middleton, just so efficient the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean, we kind of slobbered over the fact that Malcolm Brogdon was shooting 50-40-90 last year. Well, Chris isn't quite there, but he's at, mm-hmm, I think, about 40.5, 40.89.5. So he's right there. And he also happens to be averaging nearly 20 points per game instead of, just 13 points a game. So I think it's been really incredible to kind of watch what he's been doing. And I think more than just about anyone on the team, you know, we talked about this team is going to get better in year two in Bud's system. I think Melton is the guy that you point to, that he's really found his comfort, and I also think Bud has done a nice job of allowing him to find his comfort. All those those post-ups and turnarounds where he thinks he has a mismatch on a guy that's too small. Bud benched him over those last year. He said, no, we're not doing that. We're going to do the offense the way that I want to do the offense, and we're not going to give you those looks. Those are bad looks. And this year, Bud and him have gotten together, and they let Middleton have those looks, and he's remains really good at them. So I think he's the one that you're seeing that's having the biggest bounce from year one of Bud to year two of Bud, knowing the system better. And then Bledsoe, I mean, as Bud often says, they are at their best when Bledsoe is at his best. They are great when he's great. And I think you're seeing that over the last couple of weeks, that on the nights where he's really attacking, he's really able to get to the rim. And he's been knocking down more threes. Obviously, I wrote that story the other week about how Kyle Korver and Bucks assistant coach Ben Sullivan are helping him out with the three-point shooting. When he's doing all those things, like he's a handful for most point guards. So you put all that together, and then all of a sudden you have a team that is on pace to win 70 games.
So we talk about Middleton getting better and Bud letting him do what he's good at. What happened to DJ Wilson? I mean, he actually got 10 minutes last game, I guess, but I mean, he has been. He looked in spurts last year like maybe he'll be something, and now he's gone back to being at the end of the bench again.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really tough for him to find time because, to be totally honest, Robin Lopez and Ersan Ilyasova are playing really well.
Yep.
If both those guys are going to play well, Bud was a big believer in having a true center or a second true center. So he was 100% sure that he wanted to, you know, bring in a guy like Robin. So he's going to get some chances and get to play a little bit. So Robin's doing that. And then on top of that, Ersan's been a guy that Bud has always really liked to see play and always kind of believed in. And he's playing well as well. So Giannis takes 33 minutes, or I guess only 28 tonight or this year. So he takes 28 minutes a game. You play 38 minutes of real basketball, 10 minutes of garbage time a night. And, well, there's not a whole lot of time to go around. So I think he's – I don't know that it's necessarily anything that he is doing. It's just that those guys played well. His opportunities have pretty much dried up, and now he's in a spot where he's not getting run and he's not getting those chances. And if you only get chances once every five games, it's tough to have any sort of rhythm when you get on the floor.
And that was what was so impressive, Eric, a couple of days ago or a couple of games ago, with Sterling Brown being able to jump in that point where he was out of the rotation for seemingly like 10 or 12 games, hopped in, and he was able to give them a spark a couple of times there at the tail end of that West Coast road trip.
Yeah, I thought it was – and even on top of that, he didn't even play in the first half of that game. Like, he didn't play until the third quarter, and he came in the third quarter and immediately made an impact. So I thought that was really impressive. But again, with him, like, now we're seeing him, and he's not in the rotation as much. Like, it is truly really nice to have 13 guys that are legitimate NBA players. And, you know, with Frank Mason and Dragan Bender, maybe you could even argue 15. So it's nice to have that many guys, but you can't play that many every night. Like, that's just not how this is going to work. So I think one thing Bud said on media day was, you know, injuries tend to kind of take care of these types of things, that guys will get chances when guys get injured. And we saw Middleton get injured. We saw Bledsoe get injured, but those were the only injuries, and they were only separate. Like, it was only one injury at a time. So they just essentially said, all right, Dante, you can step up a little bit. We'll move a couple guys up, and that's about it. So there hasn't been that rash of injuries at the same time that has taken multiple guys out of the rotation to give those guys a real shot. So we'll see if that happens at some point this year. Obviously, you're not wishing for injuries just to get guys on the bottom of the bench that you think might have potential some run. But oftentimes last year, that was how it worked out. That was how Pat Connaughton got some run. That was how Dante DiVincenzo got some run. That was how DJ Wilson got some run when Ersan went down with his 11th broken nose in his career. Like, so all of that can truly take care of that. It's just not what you really want, right? Like, you don't actually want injuries, but
right,
if you're this deep, like, that's kind of how it has to happen.
All right, talking about injuries, Eric, who's more excited that Zion Williamson's going to make his debut here tonight, ESPN or the New Orleans Pelicans?
Oh, man. They got a lot of Pelicans games coming up. The Saturday games are starting to come in, the Sunday games. So ESPN might be.
And, Eric, I know you're just knee-deep talking about Bucks basketball and covering the Bucks, but I know you're from the state. Wisconsin guy. Who you got on Sunday, Packers and Niners?
Oh, man. This one's been tough. Last week I said Packers easy. I didn't really have any doubts in that one. This one's a little bit tougher. You know what? I've said if you could get Rodgers a bye and he only has to win two games to get to the Super Bowl, he'll find a way to be sharp in those two games and they'll get there. So I'm going to stick with it. Packers.
There he is. That's a smart, smart man. Go follow him right now today at @Eric_NEHM on Twitter. Eric, appreciate it, man. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll talk next week. All right, dude?
All right, sounds good. See you guys.
Thanks, man. That's Eric Name joining us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, one of our favorites here on the Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, The Fan. Guys, Great Midwest Bank, has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank home renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit greatmidwestbank.com, simply local lending since 1935. Great Lakes Dragway, Pick a Lane is next. People already in line, you can do so as well at 414-799-1250. We talked to Mike Clemens at 535. This is 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.